coming here without any aches and pains, and this was, must have been a little bit different feeling for your body, huh?
It was good, yeah. It was a good bye week. Had a chance to get, I think, hopefully a lot of guys healthy, get our legs back, and now it's back to work, back to the grind for another 6 weeks, hopefully to get more.
Did you go cold turkey during your time off, or did you look at Bear's stuff?
No, I got to jump on him Monday, but other than that, for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday that we had off, I get away from it, just be a dad and a husband.
How about just confidence level and, you know, coming off a 140 passer rating day, chemistry with Tavon? This is probably the best you've ever felt as a quarterback in your career, right?
Well, I've kind of said it all along. With every rep that I get in practice, every rep that I get in the game, I get more and more comfortable, and hopefully the guys are getting more comfortable with me being in there. It was a good week against Indianapolis, but you're not going to win the next game based on your performance from that week. So we got to get back to work and see if we can string two together.
Bears are a little bit different than they've been in the past. I mean, they were like an elite defense. What do you see in them?
Well, they're a little banged up at a couple spots. I think Briggs is out. Tillman's out. But they've got some guys that are going to step in. Bowman's at the corner stepping in for Tillman. He's playing good. Jennings on the other side, still a great playmaker. And then Conte and Major Wright at safeties are good players. The one thing that hasn't gone away from that Chicago defense is the turnovers that they're able to generate. I think they're third in the league or something right now with 22 takeaways. So that's still going to give their offense opportunities, and it's something that we can't give them.
Nice way to count to get that W at home. You guys came close the last couple of times at the Dome. To be able to walk off this Sunday, that goes without saying. You want to win every week, but it'd be nice to get one back at home.
Well, you said it. We want to win every week. One of the things that we've been appreciative of in this locker room is how much our fans are still there, still getting loud on third down for the other team. So this will be a big week for us, but we want to win for our fans at home, definitely.
How big of a boost has it been to have Stacey? He's such a consistent producer.
Well, he's been great. Since what he take over? Week five, probably, he took over the job. And Zach is a pro. He runs downhill. He runs behind his pads. Yards after contact is significant. You can trust him in the pass game as far as protection. He knows his stuff. He's got that Vandy education with him. And he doesn't take any negative runs either. Zach does a great job of understanding our scheme, knowing what we're trying to do, and knowing if they jump into a front that we're not expecting, knowing that, hey, there might not be as much there as we expected. So he gets back to the line of scrimmage, gets us a couple, and we're able to be in second and 8 versus second and 13.
What difference does it make to have Lance back?
Lance is a good player. So hopefully he's back. Full go on Sunday, we're not sure. But Lance is a solid player. The thing that has, I think, been maybe underappreciated with Lance this year is how much he has improved his route running ability. Really a lot of progress made on his part over the off season, and it's showing up. Plus he's lights out in the run game, blocking, protection and stuff. So he gives us a good double threat at that position, and we're excited to have him back whenever that is.
Do you go into a game without like a proven number one superstar wide receiver? You don't know whose day it's going to be, right? I mean, do you go into like Sunday with that kind of approach?
Well, we're fortunate in this offense that we have a lot of playmakers. I mean, we don't have Megatron, but we have a lot of playmakers that can make big plays at any time. Between, you're talking Jared Cook and Chris Givens, and obviously Tavon Stedman's coming, Brian Quick, Lance Kendricks. I mean, even Corey Harkey's making some plays for us in the past game. So not having that number one clear-cut go-to guy in some ways is a strength for us, because who are you going to double-team? We've got playmakers at every spot. So I think in some ways it gives us more balance. And, whereas if you're Stafford, you're dropping back and you're looking for Megatron. They know where you're looking, and so they can work to take it away. But who do you take away on our, from our skill set?
Who normally
it depends week to week. I'm sure that Chicago might pay a little bit more attention to Tavon after what he did last week, but you know, it's all based on personnel and matchups. If they think they can go one-on-one someplace, how are team safeties? Do they match up with Cook? So it's just a week-to-week thing.